Penguin Random House Audio presents Prince Lestat and the Realms of Atlantis, The Vampire Chronicles, by Anne Rice. Read for you by Simon Vance. This book is dedicated to the undefeated and retired babyweight champion of the world, and Mighty Joe, without whom the book might not have been born, and my old friends Shirley Stewart and Bill Seeley, and friends and fellow writers of my Northern California days, Cleo, Maria, Carol, Dorothy, Jim, Carolyn, Candy, Lee, and others. And, once again, to the people of the page, who give me so much more than I can ever give them. Remember him before the silver cord is severed, and the golden bowl is broken, before the pitcher is shattered at the spring, and the wheel broken at the well, and the dust returns to the ground it came from, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. Ecclesiastes, the New International Version. A Brief History of the Vampires. Blood Genesis. In the beginning were the spirits. They were invisible beings, heard and seen only by the most powerful sorcerers or witches. Some were thought to be malevolent. Some were praised as good. They could find lost objects, spy upon enemies, and now and then affect the weather. Two great witches, Makari and Maharit, lived in a beautiful valley on the side of Mount Carmel, and they communed with the spirits.